We thank the Lord, we pray, and bring before Him all the needs, because surely there are many needs in the midst of the church, in the midst of people of Christ, in the midst of families, and there are many things that can take place. Also with this confinement, things become harder. We will pray. Brother Patty, God bless you. Let's bow our head and also our heart. May tonight the Lord grant grace. Yes, Lord, you are the living God and the God of Israel, and you became our God, the Savior of our heart, of our soul. We come before you being conscious of your presence and of your strength, and knowing that you have the authority to destroy all the work of the devil, the authority that you have, and you gave it to the church to destroy the works of the devil. Bless this evening. It is true that around us there is affliction for this COVID, but you are the living God in the midst of your church. You are the one who strengthens your church, and you give us force, and you move us forward. Give us faith for us to be sent before you and to reach the goal that is waiting for us. Bless this meeting. Answer to the questions that are inside us or hidden in our heart. May that word become strength in us, anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit to give life to our faith, because this body one day will change for us to meet you in the air, and we'll be in the celestial Jerusalem. Bless this moment. Also, in advance, we have fixed this time of the meeting, but you all will come before us. And you are in our midst. We thank you with all our hearts. Bless all the churches, all the brethren that's gathered, and say your word in us with the power of the Holy Spirit, for us to have the necessary faith to be raptured with you. May tonight contribute to the edification of our faith. We thank you, we adore you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We can pray now, or we can pray later, because we want to pray for Sister Luciana. We will do at the end, also for Noemi, the wife of Brother Jeremy. For her to be healed, and may God give her a relief. We will pray for this subject at the for this prayer. Do you remember where we stopped last time? We were reading at page 17, the compilation. So, circular letter, circular letter of the year 1980. We continue from here, where it is written, from beginning to end, the word of God follows a continuous line. I have to set up again my computer because I've lost some files, And then I will send the booklet to other Braden. From beginning to end, the word of God follows a continuous line. This is what Brother Frank wrote. We have to keep this in our spirit. From Genesis to Revelation, there is just one leader, and God has granted us grace to know him, and for us not to go astray from this line of guidance before the beginning of the creation till Revelation. There's a guidance line till when God will finish with his plan of redemption. There is always a guidance line. We continue to read. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, if a woman turns away from her husband and becomes unfaithful, Numbers 5, 11 to 31, please read this chapter carefully. One may ask why the wife is not given the same right as her husband before the priest and the assembly. It is also written, then shall the man be guiltless from iniquity, and this woman shall bear her iniquity. Verse 31. Do we want to impute injustice to God? Far from it. His word is also for this difficult theme, a lamp at our feet and a light on our path. You know what is about here. We will go in Numbers chapter 5. Numbers chapter 5. For us to have the context of what the Lord wants us to understand. Number 5. I did not prepare it for time. The law regarding jealousy. The title of this part is Law Regarding Jealousy. So there was a procedure to follow in case the woman was jealous toward a man or a man was jealous toward a woman. There was a procedure that they have to apply or they have to do, and they have to go to the priest and before the elders and before the assembly or before those who had the responsibility during that time. So there was a whole procedure, so it's important to know that. And I wanted to add that because it's important. We said from since the beginning that the Old and the New Testament, they going together, they are in the perfect harmony. We cannot remove something from one side or in another side, we cannot do that. But we have to understand all things according to the power of the Holy Spirit. For us to do those things in the right things, there is not even a iota of the word of God that can be removed. The Lord Jesus Christ said, there are things that are there and they are important. For this reason, Brother Frank wrote, there are things concerning just a man or a woman, and then we have to take it rightly. We don't speak just about the physical aspect, but mostly the spiritual aspect. Because God, why God has does that? God has done it in a certain manner. Some people they could say it seemed like God did not write unjustly, but Brother Frank say, Do we want to impute injustice to God? Far from it. God is always right, and me, I'm the one who has to understand. And when I understand, I say glory to God, and I'm blessed. We cannot impute to God things, because sometimes the heart, it can have some bitterness, but we should not be like that. Blessed are those whose iniquity are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Romans chapter 4, 7 to 8. In this case, it is incomprehensible that's how God should consider us happy. But oh, how true it is. Blessed is the man who has experienced this through full deliverance in Jesus Christ. We want to be worthy of this glorious vocation. Here it speaks about all, man and woman. With regard to divorce, we read, and unto the married I commend, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband, but and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. 1 Corinthians 7:10-11. Let not the husband put away his wife. Again, it is the wife alone who is commanded not to remarry. Do you see? You see how many problems, how many question marks we had in the past and still today. The man is wondering why for him is like this, or this one does this and the other one does differently. You see, there are many things that we have not yet understand correctly. For this reason, God has to grant us grace to enter in His Spirit for us to understand well things. And also here is only for a woman that is commanded not to remarry. To make it simple, it means that there is one who is unbeliever. The one who lives is the unbeliever. Do you understand that? So we have to be careful to the details, because God, I continue to read what Brother Franca wrote, with regard to one of the spouses who would be in this belief, it is stated as follows: but if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases. In Italian, we can say they are not bound one to another in this case. But God had called us to peace, verse 15 of 1 Corinthians 7. I believe you all understand this. Let us open our Bible to read it, because it goes perfectly with what we're talking about. 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 7:7, verse 11. But and if she depart, let her remain unmarried and be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. And the wife has not to put away his wife, because also him, he can have problem, but not problem as a wife. Here the wife, the only things to do is to be reconciled or to be unmarried, to remain unmarried. Also Matthew 19:9, Malachi chapter 2 verse 1, and there are many verses. Exodus 20 verse 14, there are many passages of scriptures in which we can connect or relate this thing. Because in the beginning it was not so. Matthew 19:9. In the beginning was not so. It's always good to go back to the beginning. And the exhortation of today through the prophet, the restoration of the tree of the bride, the right exhortation is always to go back to the beginning, as it was in the beginning. We continue. 1 Corinthians 7:12. But to the rest I speak, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman, verse 13, which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. You see how it's important to stay anchored in the Word of God, in the Scriptures. Verse 15, but if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases. This word was misinterpreted by many people, because they were saying the husband cannot be remarried, the wife cannot be remarried. But here it's clear. And if we read it, naturally speaking, the point of adultery is till the man leaves or the wife leaves, there is always the point. But that point of adultery is not falling upon the man who is going to be remarried, but upon the one who departs. So it's important to understand it. But although that, they are free, as is written in verse 15. Let us continue to read. I want to say something. In the year 60, when there was a separation, when the wife or the husband, when the man or a woman has to be remarried, judge, they have put a rule not to be united after a certain time for them to bear kids or to have a new family. I don't know if today this law is still existing, but I don't think so. You see how with time things change, and also people change. For this reason, there was this obligation to stay a certain time, I don't know how long, before to be united and to have another family with another husband, another man, another woman. We continue to read here. With regard to the divorce which the unbelieving party would have obtained, the believing man or believing woman are free and are not bound to the marriage which has just been dissolved. So they are not bound to the marriage which is dissolved. They are not bound. That's why many things have taken place. Also in the Old Testament, they apply this law. We continue. There is also a directive given to all those in general who feel the need to marry. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have his own husband. 1 Corinthians 7, chapter 2. God has thought of everything, and he has also provided for the earthly needs of man. There are people who are destined for marriage and others who are not. The natural disposition are different. For I would that all men were even as myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. 1 Corinthians 7:7. Here, it speaks about the natural gift. The fact that there is a peculiar gift from God in connection with this may seem strange to us, but it compels us to reflect. It is not a question here of the gift of the Spirit, but of the natural gift that God, our Creator, may have placed in one of another. Particular gift. We also need to know this is in order to respect the word of God. So the natural gift is a predisposition, and is also the same thing for the spiritual gift. That's how the servant of God are formed. It's about that. You see how people are educated spiritually speaking, you see how they are led, and small, gradually, women and men are formed in certain manner, a certain way, and then also the gift, the spiritual gift, are there, are born. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it's given. For there are also some eunuch which were so born from their mother wombs. Matthew 19, 11, 12. In the lives of God's greatest men, we can see the difference in the way they lead their lives. Each one had received in the natural things a gift of God, and he had also received from him his spiritual ministry. They are prescription that we have to take into consideration. Look at the life of David. Look at David's life. Let's take, for example, David's life. He was a shepherd. And he had his sheep. Then later on, he became the pastor or the shepherd of Israel. And I took my servant David as the shepherd of Israel. I did not write down the passage, but you can read it. It's written, I'll take David. Already in his youth, this natural gift was manifested. Also in Jacob, you can see. Look at Abraham, also him. He was a leader. He was a leader. Because it was not just about faith, but also physically. When he was the matter of saving Lot, he did not think twice to do that. He took his servants. He took his faithful one. And they went to deliver Lot. So he had this inner strength, what Lot did not have, for example. For this reason, if we see the life the life of each one of them, we see that what we read is real and it's true. Already in their youth, we see how the things were manifested and how they grew. I wrote down here on my notes, that's how the spiritual formation takes place. We can see in the Old Testament how Lord was forming his people, was modeling. How does Elijah was formed? How does Moses was formed? Moses was a great architect, but then he became a shepherd. He'd been 40 years in the wilderness, and then God has formed him for him to go and deliver the people of Israel. We can take also Jacob and more others. We can see also Samson, many. And this is the truth. I continue to read. Brother Franks wrote, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, the elder of the church. So the surveillant, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, and good behavior. 1 Timothy 3, verse 2. Under no circumstances should we skip this important biblical passage. A church elder must be married and not new in faith. He must be able to help with God's help those who have family problems and problems between spouses. In short, we also want to ask ourselves whether the time Paul was referring to in the Holy Spirit is not approaching. These things I say, brethren, the time is short. Let those who have wives not be as though they had not. In 1 Corinthians 7, 29. We can read it. 7, 29. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remained that both that they have wives be as though they had not, and they that weep as though they weep not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this word as not abusing it, for the fashion of this word passed away. But I would have you without carefulness, he that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. You see how all things are related. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. So they are influences that he has to consider, the married one has to consider that he's not alone, and there's someone there, and there's a difference between wife and virgin, and we all understand it. I'd like also to add other passages of the scriptures. We have to bring also our attention seriously. So we continue to read. Attention must also be drawn very seriously to the fact that each individual must obtain clarity before God on the path he or she must follow. If in the preaching, marriage or relationship between spouses are forbidden, or in private conversation, question, it is because an evil spirit is trying to teach in contradiction to the word of God. 1 Timothy. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of the devil, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. First First Timothy 4:1-3. We have to pay attention and to be careful. Each one of us must receive clarity before God on the path that he has to follow, or she. Let us read a passage. So, what is the most important things? What is the most important things in our life? What is the priority in our lives? Priority that we should have now. What is it? That's what I wrote down. I believe it comes from the Lord. Let us read Number chapter 30. Let us read Number chapter 30. Number chapter 30. Number chapter 30, verse 1 and now verse 2. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth. So, what is our priority? What did we say to the Lord when we met, when we meet him, when we open our bag or our heart before him, and we said all things to him, and we have said to him, "Yes, Lord, you are my God, I follow you." That is the priority. Also in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. Proverbs 20:25. So, because in life we always have priority and we have to be careful. 25. It is a snare. So, from verse 24. Man's going are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Now verse 25. It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy. And after a vow to make inquiry. Amen. What is the meaning of these words? It means simply after taking a position to serve God, that becomes our absolute priority. So it's important to know the absolute priority. So before to speak, before to make vow, we have to pay attention. We have to be careful. Along your life, it's going to be like a tie for you. We continue to read, Brother Frank. Yet, attention must be also be drawn very seriously to the fact that each individual must obtain clarity before God on the path he or she must follow. Psalm 133, verse 2. This is for the church. 132. Lord, remember David and all his affliction, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. He made a vow to the Lord and he maintained him. It's true that he made mistake in his way, in his life, but he maintained his position. Let us also read Psalm 50, verse 15. Those are powerful passage for us to live a peaceful life. We must obey to God, not to men, as Paul says in the book of Acts. Psalm chapter 50, verse 15. We can read already from 14. Offer unto God thanksgivings, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Right. This is the inner position of a man and a woman. Is of a great importance before God. For him to truly take our lives in his hand. And to see that we walk in his path. This is important. For this reason, it is necessary, as we read last time, a woman has told a dream to Brother Branham, and in this dream, Brother Branham was in uphill, and this woman was downhill, and she did not know how to get to go up to meet him. And there was a voice saying, go straight in this path for you to get there. So there was a way made for her. So we continue here to read. I'd like to read also 1 Corinthians 7. I want to read the passage of scripture. 1 Corinthians 7. Let us read it. 1 Corinthians 7. From verse 3. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto his husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath no power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time. Another translation says, do not frustrate yourself, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. We know what can take place in the couple when there are situations like this. Many, many problems. Let no man tell you, do not do this, don't do this. With the Jehovah Witnesses, when someone was married and one of the two was unbeliever, there was a big problem, till a destruction in the family. Paul also says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, is written there, there are devil thoughts, which wants always to separate or to go against what the scripture says. There is also a scripture in First Peter 3, verse 7. We read it already last time. First Peter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husband, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Right? You see? The wife has to recognize that is a weaker vessel, but unfortunately not all women recognize that, but not all of them. Those who recognize this position, they are blessed by God, because they know to be the weaker vessel, and God has made them in that way. If not, he could have made them another creation. But as she came out of a man, he is already a weaker part. For this reason, she is not the original creation of God, but she being taken from the rib of Adam. That's also why the bride came out of the side of the Lord when he being pierced. He came out of him blood and water. I believe it's in Matthew 27. Blood and water. The bride came from his side. And it's the same thing. The bride is still the weaker part. The man and a woman believer, they have to recognize that the church is the weaker part that needs his Lord and needs his God, his Savior, every day, at each moment of this life. And we won't say, we will never say enough, Lord, we need your help. Yet it is so important for everyone to find balance and free from religious fanaticism, to be a normal child of God. The Apostle Paul wrote about all this subject very clearly. Brother Franco say, many families are separated because they have taken wrong position to start with. For example, the woman or the wife. So the wife, she's not rendering. She makes not her body available for his husband, and also the husband does not make his body available for his wife. Then it was a problem. We continue to read, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for incontinency. 1 Corinthians 5:7-5. It is so necessary and urgent that this theme should be made clear on all sides, so that everyone may receive for himself the certainty of this position before God. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. It's important. That's how it's wonderful to keep themselves under refuge of the word of God. Don't we have this impression to be like a child in his mother's bosom, in his mother's heart? These words are clear. If we could just follow them, hallelujah, we'll be in peace, and God will sustain, help us in all. It's not important a man to help us, but a God to support us. In accordance with the overall testimony of the scripture, Brother Branham laid out these directives on the direct indication of the Lord who had given him the task. You can see also this in the preaching of Brother Branham, if you want to search for it. This writing
should contribute to a better understanding of the subject. I'm sure that God is pursuing a peculiar goal with each one. He who is upright in his heart will understand all this correctly. My wish is that none, for his own ruin, should alter a statement, a quote, or a biblical passage. Amen. You know, a Revelation 22, verse 18. He says, "Hold to a man who had," or he takes away a word from this book. You continue to read. "I have voluntarily refrained from reproducing quotes from the preaching of marriage and divorce. Together we await the day of the visitation in the grace of our God. We're waiting for the action of the Holy Spirit in our lives, for Him to receive, to reveal Himself to us." "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians 5:23 to 24. Amen. Now we start with the extract of circular letter 22 of July 1980. In Matthew 7:6, the Lord says, "Do not give holy things to dogs. That which was precious and of great value to the chosen people of Israel was not to be given to the Gentile." The Apostle Paul raises another important point when he writes, "Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers." The Apostle Paul raises another point when he writes, "Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers." Philippians 3, verse 2. The apostle had many disappointing experiences with some workers in the kingdom of God. I read it once more. The apostle had many disappointing experiences with some workers in the kingdom of God. Many had gone out with him only to find contact with believers without being called by God to a ministry. Myself, I did the same experience. Brother Frank also had his own experience, and each one of us in the past, we have made these experiences, because it's terrible how they came among us without being recognized. Do you remember the Canaanite woman? In Matthew 15, verse 21, she came to the Lord. And the Lord said to her, It is not meet to take to children's bread and cast it to dog." She went to the Lord because his doctor was vexed with a devil. And also the Lord, when he sent out the 70 out, he told them to go, but not to Gentile. The Canaanite woman, she had faith. She had faith and need. Her faith was motivated by the need that she had to see a daughter healed. But look at the answer of the Lord. Also with Paul, "You are the Christ, the answer of that woman, she said, yeah, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And the Lord then say, great is thy faith. Do you try to represent it? We cannot throw precious things to dogs. But if there is someone who is able to enter, we'll enter in. Many and gone out with him only to find contact with believer without being called by God to a ministry. They were meek as lamb in making contact with the various believers in order to enter into their houses to expose their particular view on spiritual things. Little by little, they begin to undermine the work of the servant of God. Do you understand all these things? Me, personally, I understand it well. If it is with their own conception of things, they use the message of the end time. Otherwise, they even argue that Brother Branham, in different ways, was not right. In this regard, non-biblical things have been affirmed again. When some have claimed that the biblical baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is not right, and that one should be rebaptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you see the difference? This is truly a ridiculous statement. Whosoever gives in these things shows that he has heard the revealed word of God in vain, and therefore he has understood nothing. I'd like to read another passage before to continue. Beware of dog. Is Philippians. The brother is reading a verse. He's reading. So we're reading in Philippians 3, verse 2. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of confusion. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Let us read also in 1 John, an appropriate word there. Each word of God has to find its right place. If not, we are going to repeat the word of God just like parrots. But we have to put them in the right context. In 1 John, where is written, they went out among us, but they were not of us. But it been manifested for to know that they were not of us. It's written in 1 John. Because once they have shown their face, they were separated because they could not stay in the word of God. Let us go back in this baptism. Some were saying that you have to be to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, and not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We continue to read. Whosoever gives in these things shows that he has heard the revealed word of God in vain, and therefore has understood nothing. We must take all the biblical passages of the New Testament in order to have a conclusive overall testimony. According to Matthew 28:19, there are three elements that are given as title and belong to one name. Titles, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Name, Lord Jesus Christ. It is the absolute truth of the gospel that is valid for all eternity. Brother Branham points out that in the Latin countries of America, there are many people called Jesus, and that there are also many false anointed Christ. But there is only one Lord Jesus Christ in whose name we must be baptized. It is certain that Jesus is the Lord. Then in Revelation chapter 22, among other things, it talked about the sorcerers who will remain outside. And we have to consider it carefully. At this word, we shake our heads with assurance, thinking only those who are truly concerned with sorcery. Let us go in Acts chapter 2. Quickly, Acts chapter 2, verse 36. We read from 34. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Lord and Christ. Is it true? Is it clear? For this reason, we say, the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord and Christ. Let us continue to read. But since this is a prophetic test, we must have an understanding of the terms sorcery and idolatry from a prophetic point of view. Here, let us read 1 Samuel 15:22-23. But first, let us read in Revelation 22. Revelation 22 from verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandment, that they have made right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and warmongers, and murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Do you see how it's related with what we said before? People who walk together, they follow Brother Frank, or they say they follow Brother Branham, they follow Paul, but they have difficulty to enter in the spirit. In the spirit of the person that God has established as apostle, as leader, or a person who is a minister given by God. They have difficulties to have the same spirit like him. And this disobedience, this prideness, we can say, Brother Frank relate that with this passage of the scripture. But since this is a prophetic test, we must have an understanding of the term of sorcery and idolatry from a prophetic point of view. Let us read in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 to 23. And Samuel said, "Had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Be careful. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." We already preached and read these things, and this is unbelief. It's nothing else than unbelief. Let us read in 1 Samuel 15. It's important that God consecrate us to Him in the fullness of the word. And if we are consecrated in the fullness of the word, we will be obedient in the word of God. Let's read from verse 21, 1 Samuel 15. "But the people took of the spoiled sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed." So they disobey already here. And then verse 20, let's see. "And so said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and utterly destroyed the Amalekites." You all know the scriptures, and it was not exactly as some Saul says here. Also at the end, and Samuel, verse 22 says, "And Samuel said, Had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." So what is the meaning of the second part of verse 22? So that means when God gives us an order, sometimes we want to do something else, and then we disobey because we don't do things the way that we should do them. And sometimes we don't even do what we should do. We pull ourselves back. So to hearken is better than the fat of rams. It's written, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It's important to know that. And after this, there's a judgment to come. A consequence of disobedience or rebellion is a judgment. Let us read in 1 Samuel 28. We see the judgment there. Let us read 1 Samuel 28, verse 18. "Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done these things unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the end of the Philistine. And tomorrow shall thou and thy son be with me, and the Lord shall deliver the host of Israel into the end of his Philistine." Here is when Saul and his son died during the battle. And this word is very important. So it is about unbelief. Because if I know something, the Lord tells me to do something, and I have understood what he asked me, But when the time to put it in practice, I start justifying myself, and that is wrong. Do you understand it? Another passage is in Hebrew chapter 2, verse 2. Hebrew 2, 2. Let us read from verse. From the first verse. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? It is a wonderful word. It is a special word. You see where disobedience can bring you. So, do you understand the consequence of disobedience? So if you take the word of God out of its context, it's wrong. So you have to put the word of God, and it has to be related with all the books from Genesis to Revelation. It must be in accord with all the other scriptures. Idolatry, witchcraft, they're the same thing. Let us read now in 1 Peter 4:17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it is begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? They are precise words and right words. These words shows us the true behavior of the Christian. I say that with all my heart, and I'm not pointing to anyone. We have to be careful, and we have to, if we don't give the right value in the word, to the word of God, we can fall unto idolatry or sorcery without knowing that. And we can fall into disobedience, and that is unbelief. We continue. Each one of us would be offended if we were asked whether we were guilty of the sin of sorcery or idolatry. Have you understood? If I go to someone and say, you are an idolater, he will ask, he will say, me, I believe to the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe to the prophet, I believe in the scripture. How come that I'm an idolater? But if you tell him that he's an idolater, and how does he become idolater? How does he become idolater? Not obeying to the word of God. That is for all, for each one of us. That is the important things, the importance of the word of God for the preparation of the bride at this end time. For the future bride, she is bride word. All the word of God is in the body of Jesus Christ, is in the inside of this bride. There is no word that can be disobeyed. If not, we cannot be raptured, and God has to grant us grace, because this is our preparation. For this reason, it is important to abandon ourselves into the will of God and to say, Lord, I'm not able, give me strength. And then God will give you strength to reach the goal, because we have to reach the goal. We must reach the goal. Then the person will say, how come am I disobedient? How? Not giving the priority to God. This is the answer. As Saul did. And I'm not mistaken, because if I'm mistaken, I'm mistaken, you can tell me. The Spirit is the one who lead us in all the truth. The Holy Spirit saved us from all the trap of the devil. So it's necessary to have always our ears open. Blessed is the one who hears what the Spirit says to churches. We continue the lecture. It is also a question of the fact that the murderers will be out there. This statement pierces our bones. This statement pierces our bones. And yet, we do not feel concerned, because we think of unbelievers who are murderers. You see? We think of the unbelievers who are murderers. However, the scripture does not say, whosoever entered his brother is a murderer, and he know that no murderers had eternal life abiding him. 1 John 3:15. Many have a face like Cain's, and that is why we must be careful, all of us who have received eternal life, that no hatred, envy, and jealousy take hold of us, that no root of bitterness appears, for in it lies a deadly poison. In Genesis 4:7, you can read it. In Genesis 4:7, Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is this countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And then the Lord told him that sin lieth at the door. That's what happened with Cain. So we have to be careful. If the exhortation for this man, or for that seed, the seed of Cain, what about then the seed of God? So it's important, this thing. Glory to God. I'm convinced that God works with the church as he worked with all the whole generation, Abraham, and all the people after him, for us to be ready for the rapture. That is the main goal, to be ready for the rapture, because all what is happening now is for us to have the faith of our fathers, the original faith, to be restored to the original faith. Perhaps it is enough to desire someone's death to justify this biblical passage. Sometimes there is a they are words that we pronounce without realizing, but I don't think that we can desire someone's death. I don't believe that a believer can do it. God can put that person aside or take him home if he's doing evil things, but to desire a death of someone, no. We read it again. Perhaps it is enough to desire someone's death to justify this biblical passage. May God help us all, and may he be gracious to us. Here it speaks also about the prostitute woman. There are still the warmongers, fornicators, who will remain outside. And we want to take a closer look at this. We cannot put everything in the same basket, but on rather, we must correctly understand the expression used in the Word of God. We can... Are you tired? If you are tired, you can tell me. Ask to those who have to work. So let us continue. We can read about David that he was guilty of adultery and murder, but not of fornication. In no passage of the Bible it is said of him or of any other man of God that they committed fornication. The same God who said in Exodus 20, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," immediately made it clear by saying, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife." God is and remains his own interpreter. Amen. Hallelujah. In his preaching, the red signal of the sign of his coming, Brother Branham returns especially to the days of Noah and brings to the light a biblical truth that we had not yet all known before in that day. Jude, in his epistle, speaks clearly about what happened in those days. We read in Jude 7, here we get into something deeper, or something deep to understand, and we have to understand with the Spirit of God. Let us read in Jude, verse 7. "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh." The brother want to read again. Jude some chapter 7, or verse 7. Jude verse 7. "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." But it's not the... There is no eternal fire, but it's just a translation. It's not the eternal fire, and it's just for a determined time, a certain time. There was a beginning, so there'll be also the end. And it was created for the devil and his angel. The only one who is eternal is our God. He has no beginning and no end. It's important. We're going to read Brother Frank. Even according to a natural flesh, there was a difference between the lineage of Adam. Here is about fornication, because it's part of this theme, marriage and divorce. That's why it speaks about David and Abraham, or after Sarah, which after Sarah took other wives and had also concubines without any problem. But there was not fornication there. Well, be careful. But when Israel, with the matter of Balaam and Balak, they did fornication, spiritually and physically, and this matter was serious. I continue to read. Even according to the nature of the flesh, there was a difference between the lineage of Adam, which produced through Seth, and the lineage of the serpent, which reproduced through Cain and his descendant. The angel in question here are the sons of God of Genesis 6. If we read in Jude where we were before, Jude verse 6, and the angel which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation and at reserve in the evil, in everlasting chains under darkness unto judgment of the great day. Yes, about angels, we have to be careful. Brother Frank wrote here, the angel in question here are the sons of God of Genesis 6, as we often read. They took for wife daughter of men. It is the same word that is used for angel as for messenger. Seth's descendants were the bearers collectively of the God's message of salvation through the promised Messiah. Later it was Israel, now it is the church. And they abandoned their very special position as messenger and bearers of God's lordship and mingle. And they mingle. And that is true. The heavenly angels, let us read in Genesis. Let us first read Genesis 4. Genesis 4, 20-26. Hallelujah. Genesis, we can start from 24. Genesis 4, 24. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, she said, had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. So they started. And from there came out the lineage of the Messiah, because the seed of the woman is to bruise the head of the serpent. That's what Brother Frank was saying. is going together with the word of God. And when do they mingle? Is in Genesis 6. You all know what is written there. The hybridation or the mingled took place here. Genesis 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughter of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the Son of God came unto the daughter of man, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Hallelujah. So that is so they were angels, so sons of God, but not what we hear in our tradition. What the serious matter here, it was that, so the mixed. Now I ask a question. I did ask this question to myself, and God had answered me. As we said before, is very important. We read it before. That each individual must obtain clarity before God on the path that he or she has to follow. You see, how does the Lord now to find his saint or to find his home? Surely he's going to find them, because before the foundation of the Lord, he knew them with all this mixed, mingle, hybridation, or we can also call it the labyrinth of life. God knows his own. For this reason, 1 Timothy chapter 2, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, is written there, if I do not mistake, 1 Timothy. The brother is looking for the verse. There is a passage that came in my spirit now. And I believe it's verse 4. No, it's not right. Do you know this passage where it's written that the one who wants to follow the Lord, the one who wants to follow the Lord, has to depart from unrighteousness? You can look for it yourself or search it. But anyway, let not waste time. We know that is written. The one who professes the name of the Lord has to be pure, and that is important. We see that. We see the Lord during this the pilgrimage of 6,000 here. The Lord knows his own, and the Lord knows his own. May God be glorified. He is wonderful. I wanted to add in the genealogy, be careful and pay attention to what I'm saying now. It's important to know how to do things and why we do things. And may God help us to go deep in the Word of God and in the obedience of His Word. In Matthew, in Luke chapter 3, verse 28, and in Jude 14, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1, you can see that in the genealogy, there is no the lineage of Cain. That's what is wonderful, because the descendants was mixed or mingled before, but there is no descendants of Cain anymore. It's not part of the scripture. It's finished. We can read a passage in Jude to confirm that. In Jude 14, then, so it's necessary to say it. So, Jude 14, it's necessary to say it. And Enoch, also the servant from Adam, prophesies of this, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they had ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the word which were spoken before of the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having no the Spirit. You see, these things are there, and they've still to take place. For this reason is important. May God grant us grace. It's a bit late now. We take another passage. Also in Peter with Paul and also Ezra exhorts us. Also Nehemiah did the same. May God bless us and grant us grace. We stop here. You see this mix-up, this mingle we still see today. The most we see in the spiritual part is there where things are went in the wrong way, or were twisted. I'll stop with this by saying this. When Brother Frank wrote that day, so he read again Jude verse 6. And the heavenly angels, they don't have sex, even though they have the appearance of a man. they have authority in the heavenly place. Ephesians. Today we can see the more and more that the devil is taking possession of these authorities. And the devil is taking over these people and is putting them under spiritual slavery, not just physical. You see this lineage of Cain. Today we don't see it in the scripture anymore. We don't see it, but still in the spiritual exists. It exists. What is important, we have to know that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against domination, authority, principality in the heavenly place. For this reason, God, through the revealed word, He wants to have a closer fellowship with each one of us. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? For us to discern truly to whom we have to do, to whom or with against whom we have to deal, when there are some influences or when there is disobedience, we have to understand the roots, and God has given us authority to stop it. Is written, what you will bind will be bound, and what you lose will be loosened. Have you understood it? It's true that we need a bigger view concerning preaching, also concerning our personal life. We have to possess the gates of the devil, of the enemy. We all know how to maintain our body, our spirit, and our heart. That's how God exhorts us in this time, because it's important. May God bless our heart. We are living in a difficult time, a difficult moment. If you speak with Brother Frank, he say, I'm fine in my health, but I'm a bit old. But when we speak among us, we say, yeah, we are fine. We are fine in faith, but physically, no. It's true. Because we'd like to move a little bit more, to walk, to go and find, to meet brothers or together, to a fellowship with brothers. We like to sing together. Do you know that also songs to sing with the anointment of the Spirit edifies and stimulate faith? Hallelujah. May God bless us. We are discovering wonderful things. There are many incomprehension, different things in couples or between brethren that are wrong. They've been deceived. They've been misled. It's true. Let's bow our head and we thank the Lord. And I'd like to pray also for the mother of Brother Gianfranco. She's more than 80. And also to pray for Noemi. And also all those who are in need. We know that God won't forsake us. There is no confinement or COVID to stop God to act or to work. We believe that. Hallelujah. We want to put His word in practice with all our heart. Let's bow our head. Glorious Jesus. Glorious Jesus. You receive a name above all the names. The name above, the name before which all knees bow down. And tonight we recognize this authority, the authority in this name. And we come and we bow before thee. We thank you, Lord, to permit us to accept you, to accept your perfect will, and to submit ourselves fully to you. Pour down your blessing upon your word and upon our hearts for us to be more sensible in the action of your spirit. This revealed word, yes, Lord, for us, for you to be well pleased of your children, for you to rejoice that you redeemed us and we are here before thee. Oh Lord, we ask you, we bring before you all our needs. We bring it before the throne of grace, the altar. For this reason, we ask you to bless and to heal this old woman, even if she does not know you yet, but she heard about you. Her name is Luciana, is the mother of your son. We pray for you to help. Lord, we pray you to consider this woman and to heal her in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, you taught us that when we call upon your name, you will answer, and you always answer to our request. Thank you, Lord. Also for Noemi, oh Lord, may you touch her in her being, in her youth, and transform her totally, completely, for her to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As each one of us, we ask it, we all claim it. Bless us, Lord. Glorify thy name. Bless also the whole people and put your hand over them, upon them. We are living difficult time, but we pray in the name of Jesus Christ to continue to keep our lives, because you are the one who kept our life. Remain with your people, with your church, with your servant, with those who are in need, and to all those who are asking your immediate help. We ask all these things tonight. Provide to the needs of the family. May your blessing be in our midst, in the midst of your church, the people of God. Thank you, Lord. Glory, adoration to you for what you does and for what you will do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.